Chapter 59. His mistake, it does not concern me at all to know. I can say schoolmaster, which is a most respectable title. You are right, schoolmaster. Apostrophe, it was not the dullest part of this go in its galling of Bradley Headstone, that he had made it himself in a moment of incautious anger. He tried to set his lips so as to prevent their quivering, but they quivered fast. Mr. Eugene Rayburn, apostrophe said the boy, I want a word with you. I have wanted it so much, that we have looked out your address in the book, and we have been to your office, and we have come from your office here. Apostrophe, you have given yourself much trouble, schoolmaster, apostrophe observed Eugene, blowing the feathery ash from his cigar. I hope it may prove remunerative. Apostrophe, and I am glad to speak, apostrophe pursued the boy, in presence of Mr. Lightwood, because it was through Mr. Lightwood that you ever saw my sister. Apostrophe, for a mere moment, Rayburn turned his eyes aside from the schoolmaster, to note the effect of the last word on Mortimer, who, standing on the opposite side of the fire, as soon as the word was spoken, turned his face towards the fire, and looked down into it. Similarly, it was through Mr. Lightwood that you ever saw her again, for you were with him on the night when my father was found, and so I found you with her on the next day. Since then, you have seen my sister often. You have seen my sister oftener and oftener. And I want to know why? Apostrophe, was this worthwhile, schoolmaster? Apostrophe, apostrophe, murmured Eugene, with the air of a disinterested adviser. So much trouble for nothing? You should know best, but I think not. Apostrophe, I don't know, Mr. Rayburn, apostrophe answered Bradley, with his passion rising. Why you address me apostrophe, don't you? Said Eugene. Then I won't. Apostrophe, he said it so tauntingly in his perfect placidity, that the respectable right hand clutching the respectable air guard of the respectable watch, could have wound it round his throat, and strangled him with it. Not another word did Eugene deem it worthwhile to utter, but stood leaning his head upon his hand, smoking, and looking imperturbably at the chafing Bradley Headstone with his clutching right hand, until Bradley was well nigh mad. Mr. Rayburn, apostrophe proceeded the boy, we not only know this, that I have charged upon you, but we know more. It has not yet come to my sister's knowledge that we have found it out, but we have. We had a plan, Mr. Headstone and I, for my sister's education, and for its being advised and overlooked by Mr. Headstone, who is a much more competent authority, whatever you may pretend to think, as you smoke, than you could produce, if you tried. Then, what do we find? What do we find, Mr. Lightwood? Why, we find that my sister is already being taught, without our knowing it. We find that, while my sister gives an unwilling and cold ear to our schemes for her advantage, I, her brother, and Mr. Headstone, the most competent authority, as his certificates would easily prove, that could be produced, she is willfully and willingly profiting by other schemes. And taking pains to, for I know what such pains are. And so does Mr. Headstone. Well, somebody pays for this, is a thought that naturally occurs to us. Who pays? We apply ourselves to find out, Mr. Lightwood, and we find that your friend, this Mr. Eugene Rayburn, here, pays. Then I ask him, what right has he to do it, and what does he mean by it, and how comes he to be taking such a liberty without my consent, when I am raising myself in the scale of society by my own exertions and Mr. Headstone's aid, and have no right to have any darkness cast upon my prospects, or any imputation upon my respectability, through my sister. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the boyish weakness of this speech, combined with its great selfishness, made it a poor one indeed. And yet Bradley Headstone, used to the little audience of a school, and unused to the larger ways of men, showed a kind of exultation in it. Now I tell Mr. Eugene Rayburn, apostrophe pursued the boy, forced into the use of the third person by the hopelessness of addressing him in the first, that I object to his having any acquaintance at all with my sister, and that I request him to drop it altogether. He is not to take it into his head that I am afraid of my sister's caring for him, apostrophe, as the boy sneered, the master sneered, and Eugene blew off the feathery ash again. But I object to it, and that's enough. I am more important to my sister than he thinks. As I raise myself, I intend to raise her. She knows that, and she has to look to me for her prospects. Now I understand all this very well, and so does Mr. Headstone. My sister is an excellent girl, but she has some romantic notions, not about such things as your Mr. Eugene Rayburn's, but about the death of my father, and other matters of that sort. Mr. Rayburn encourages those notions, to make himself of importance, and so she thinks she ought to be grateful to him, and perhaps even likes to be. Now I don't choose her to be grateful to him, or to be grateful to anybody but me, except Mr. Headstone. And I tell Mr. Rayburn, that if he don't take heed of what I say, it will be worse for her. Let him turn that over in his memory, and make sure of it. Worse for her. Apostrophe apostrophe, a pause ensued, in which the schoolmaster looked very awkward. May I suggest, schoolmaster, apostrophe said Eugene, removing his fast-waning cigar from his lips to glance at it, that you can now take your pupil away. Apostrophe, and Mr. Lightwood, apostrophe added the boy, with a burning face, under the flaming aggravation of getting no sort of answer or attention, I hope you will take notice of what I have said to your friend, and of what your friend has heard me say, word by word, whatever he pretends to the contrary. You are bound to take notice of it, Mr. Lightwood, for, as I have already mentioned, you first brought your friend into my sister's company, and but for you, we never should have seen him. Lord knows none of us ever wanted him, any more than any of us will ever miss him. Now, Mr. Headstone, as Mr. Eugene Rayburn has been obliged to hear what I had to say, and couldn't help himself, and as I have said it out to the last word, we have done all we wanted to do, and may go. Apostrophe, go downstairs, and leave me a moment, Hexam, apostrophe he returned. The boy complying with an indignant look, and as much noise as he could make, swung out of the room, and Lightwood went to the window, and leaned there, looking out. You think me of no more value than the dirt under your feet, apostrophe said Bradley to Eugene, speaking in a carefully weighed and measured tone, or he could not have spoken at all. I assure you, schoolmaster, apostrophe replied Eugene, I don't think about you. Apostrophe, that's not true, apostrophe returned the other, you know better. Apostrophe, that's coarse, apostrophe Eugene retorted. But you don't know better. Apostrophe, Mr. Rayburn, at least I know very well, that it would be idle to set myself against you in insolent words or overbearing manners. That lad who has just gone out could put you to shame in half a dozen branches of knowledge in half an hour, but you can throw him aside like an inferior. You can do as much by me, I have no doubt, beforehand. Apostrophe, possibly, apostrophe remarked Eugene. But I am more than a lad, apostrophe said Bradley, with his clutching hand, and I will be heard, sir. Apostrophe, as a schoolmaster, apostrophe said Eugene, you are always being heard. That ought to content you. Apostrophe, but it does not content me, apostrophe replied the other, white with passion. Do you suppose that a man, informing himself for the duties I discharge, and in watching and repressing himself daily to discharge them well, dismisses a man's nature? Apostrophe apostrophe, I suppose you, apostrophe said Eugene, judging from what I see as I look at you, to be rather too passionate for a good schoolmaster. Apostrophe as he spoke, he tossed away the end of his cigar. Passionate with you, sir, I admit I am. Passionate with you, sir, I respect myself for being. But I have not devils for my pupils. apostrophe, for your teachers. I should rather say, apostrophe, replied Eugene. Mr. Rayburn. Apostrophe, schoolmaster. Apostrophe, sir, my name is Bradley Headstone. Apostrophe, as you justly said, my good sir, your name cannot concern me. Now, what more? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this more. Oh, what a misfortune is mine, apostrophe, cried Bradley, breaking off to wipe the starting perspiration from his face as he shook from head to foot, that I can not so control myself as to appear a stronger creature than this, when a man who has not felt in all his life what I have felt in a day can so command himself. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he said it in a very agony, and even followed it with an errant motion of his hands, as if he could have torn himself. Eugene Rayburn looked on at him, as if he found him beginning to be rather an entertaining study. Mr. Rayburn, I desire to say something to you on my own part. Apostrophe, come, come, schoolmaster, apostrophe, returned Eugene, with a languid approach to impatience as the other again struggled with himself. Say what you have to say. And let me remind you that the door is standing open, and your young friend waiting for you on the stairs. Apostrophe, when I accompanied that youth here, sir, I did so with the purpose of adding, as a man whom you should not be permitted to put aside, in case you put him aside as a boy, that his instinct is correct and right. Apostrophe, thus Bradley Headstone, with great effort and difficulty. Is that all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Eugene. No, sir, apostrophe, said the other, flushed and fierce. I strongly support him in his disapproval of your visits to his sister, and in his objection to your officiousness and worse in what you have taken upon yourself to do for her. Apostrophe, is that all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Eugene. No, sir. I determined to tell you that you are not justified in these proceedings, and that they are injurious to his sister. Apostrophe, are you her schoolmaster as well as her brothers? Or perhaps you would like to be. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Eugene. It was a stab that the blood followed in its rush to Bradley Headstone's face as swiftly as if it had been dealt with a dagger. What do you mean by that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, was as much as he could utter. A natural ambition enough, apostrophe, said Eugene, coolly. Far be it from me to say otherwise. The sister who is something too much upon your lips, perhaps is so very different from all the associations to which she had been used, and from all the low obscure people about her, that it is a very natural ambition. Apostrophe, do you throw my obscurity in my teeth, Mr. Rayburn? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that can hardly be, for I know nothing concerning it, schoolmaster, and seek to know nothing. Apostrophe, you reproach me with my origin, apostrophe, said Bradley Headstone. You cast insinuations at my bringing up. But I tell you, sir, I have worked my way onward, out of both and in spite of both, and have a right to be considered a better man than you, with better reasons for being proud. Apostrophe, how I can reproach you with what is not within my knowledge, or how I can cast stones that were never in my hand, is a problem for the ingenuity of a schoolmaster to prove, apostrophe, returned Eugene. Is that all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, sir. If you suppose that boy, apostrophe, who really will be tired of waiting, apostrophe, said Eugene, politely. If you suppose that boy to be friendless, Mr. Rayburn, you deceive yourself. I am his friend, and you shall find me so. Apostrophe, and you will find him on the stairs, apostrophe, remarked Eugene. You may have promised yourself, sir, that you could do what you chose here, because you had to deal with a mere boy, inexperienced, friendless, and unassisted. But I give you warning that this mean calculation is wrong. You have to do with a man also. You have to do with me. I will support him, and, if need be, require reparation for him. My hand and heart are in this cause, and are open to him. Apostrophe, and quite a coincidence the door is open, apostrophe, remarked Eugene. I scorn your shifty evasions, and I scorn you, apostrophe said the schoolmaster. In the meanness of your nature you revile me with the meanness of my birth. I hold you in contempt for it. But if you don't profit by this visit, and act accordingly, you will find me as bitterly in earnest against you as I could be if I deemed you worth a second thought on my own account. Apostrophe, with a consciously bad grace and stiff manner, as Rayburn looked so easily and calmly on, he went out with these words, and the heavy door closed like a furnace door upon his red and white heats of rage. A curious monomaniac, apostrophe said Eugene. The man seems to believe that everybody was acquainted with his mother. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mortimer Lightwood being still at the window, to which he had in delicacy withdrawn, Eugene called to him, and he fell to slowly pacing the room. My dear fellow, apostrophe said Eugene, as he lighted another cigar, I fear my unexpected visitors have been troublesome. If as a set-off, excuse the legal phrase from a barrister at law, you would like to ask Tippins to tea, I pledge myself to make love to her. Apostrophe, Eugene, 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 apostrophe replied Mortimer, still pacing the room, I am sorry for this. And to think that I have been so blind. Apostrophe, how blind, dear boy? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired his unmoved friend. What were your words, that night at the Riverside Public House? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Lightwood, stopping. What was it, that you asked me? Did I feel like a dark combination of traitor and pickpocket, when I thought of that girl? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I seem to remember the expression, apostrophe said Eugene. How do you feel when you think of her just now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, his friend made no direct reply, but observed, after a few whiffs, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.